This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com. This is your call to action. Get prepared, America. Economy, survival, energy, disasters. This is USAPrepares.com. Informative radio, educational radio. Interact now by emailing instructor at USAPrepares.com or text at 434-390-7953. Class, please take your seats. Now, your instructor, Vincent Finelli.
Everyone all set? Cocked? Locked? Here we go. Your dial set correctly to USA Prepares. Thank you for being with us. We broadcast Monday through Friday, 9 a.m. through 11 a.m. Central Time. If you'd like to give us a call, we'll pay for it. 866-582-9933. 866-582-9933. Telephone listen line is up 24-7, 605-477-3249. If you'd like to listen to us, GCNLive.com, RepublicBroadcasting.org, the Ron Gibson channel on YouTube, and of course, KLID and other AM and FM radio stations throughout the country. Dr. Richard Allen Miller is with us. Nathan's engineering the broadcast in Minnesota at GCN. Welcome, Rick.
Good morning. I'm here. Sliding into home plate, on my butt.
Well, I think what you're referring to is we just made it. We just connected in time. Here we are. It's great. It's great. Rick, I was thinking, I ordered a DVD player. I bought it on the internet. And the reason I bought it was because I wanted to watch a DVD called Survivors. And the only one I could find was in a European version, which would not play on an American player. So I thought I could buy this DVD player and use a series of characters entered from a keyboard and convert this. Actually, if you press buttons on the remote, and you can enter characters from that remote device, and then tell it it's no longer a U.S. version; it's a all-region version. And I bought it, and it didn't work out that way. So the internet said that you can convert this thing, but we couldn't. And the one for all regions is way more expensive, as much as 10 times more expensive for one. And I decided I would just give it a try. It didn't work. And then I thought, you know what? I ought to keep this thing. I'm just going to package it with the original packaging, add some more plastic wrap around it with the oxygen or moisture absorbent packet and the silica gel, and keep it, because I have a feeling that the DVD players are going to be phased out at some time, and I don't know when, or they'll be harder to get, or there'll be tariffs or some kind of restriction or something will happen to prevent us from being able to watch the DVDs that we already own. Very much the way of what happened to floppy disks, the 5 1/4, and the 3 1/2s, and they're gone. And if you have them and you try to use them, you probably don't have a 3 1/2-inch drive that still works. And then if you have a VHS player or recorder player, that probably doesn't work because of the oxidation of the rubber parts and so forth. So I thought we'll just get one, and since we have it already, just keep it, wrap it so it'll get less air to it and it'll last longer. What are your thoughts about obsolescence of that type of a device?
Are you talking to me? You want my opinion?
Yes.
The whole thing's about marketing with Blu-ray over high density. I remember when we were using MagTape and key punching in computers. It's like Mopar. And the one that bothers me the most is that I don't want to go to Windows 10 with Microsoft. I've done everything I can. After a 7, Windows 7, I got Windows 8. Actually, it's 8.4 or something like that. And then I stopped. I won't go to the next level. And so everything's working fine until Microsoft took over Skype. Once they took over Skype and they bought it, and I remember when it happened, all of a sudden my Windows 7 Skype doesn't work anymore. And this morning when I'm turning on my computers, I turned on my laptop 8.4 to load Skype, and it required a new update. And what I guess I'm trying to say about Microsoft is I wished I had insight enough that I had remained with Linux.
Okay, well, I'm looking at a
you
Linux computer.
You understand what I'm trying to say about all
absolutely.
Of that.
Absolutely. I despise Microsoft. Literally
they do
despise.
It on purpose so that you have to spend more money to upgrade when, in fact, it's not necessary. Everything functions perfectly. My Skype worked perfectly until Microsoft took over, and now I don't have memory in certain categories and or switches are put in hidden locations I can't find. And actually, their upgrades and updates aren't that good. They're worse. And they leave more back doors, and I have more cooties, and it just goes on, and I am very dissatisfied with Mopar and Microsoft, etc., as a category.
Years ago, I was so dissatisfied and so frustrated with Microsoft and what they were doing to the school systems, and as a computer consultant for many school districts in Virginia, I called Red Hat. Red Hat is a distribution version of Linux. Called him up, and I talked to the CEO. At the time, his name is Matthew Zulik. And I asked for a meeting with Matthew Zulik, and I drove down to the Carolinas from Virginia. And I met with him, and we were knee-to-knee. And he's a pretty cool guy. You know, when I went to meet with him, we didn't go into his office where he sat behind the big desk and, you know, at a raised platform. He wasn't like that. We just sat with a couple chairs in a meeting room, in a conference room, and there was nothing between us. There was no table, nothing. And the format that he had, that was his management style, that he's not more important than everyone else in the room, you know, much like a current CEO that you might think of. Well, I asked him for everything that he had, and I said that we'll be the first to put in an entire county's computer operating environment. We will put in Linux if you'll give us everything for free. Everything. Every one of your products, and support us for a year. We'll do it. And he said yes. So we went to the Red Hat University. We put in Red Hat University Certified Engineer Program in the high school. We put in Linux on the computers that the elementary school, middle school, and high school students used. And we made them dual boot. So when you power up your computer, it would be the equivalent of press 1 for Linux, press 2 for Windows. And it was simple as that. And during the summer when we were rolling this out, we had the full blessing of the administration. They thought it was pretty cool that we were going to be the first school in the country to do this. What we did was, there were many teachers who were spending some of their summer days in the high school and in the elementary school, you know, getting their classrooms ready and that kind of thing. They were volunteering to, you know, do a better job than the average. And we showed them the Linux, but we never said it was Linux. We just said, this is the new screens. This is what they're going to look like. What do you think? This is the word processing spreadsheet database, PowerPoint type software. What do you think? Let's try it out. They tried it out with us right in front of them. And they didn't know that it wasn't Windows. They didn't know that it wasn't Microsoft. They thought it was, you know, just a newer version of what they've been using last year. So, yes, that's what it's like. And, class, you can download a version right off the Internet for free of Linux. And what does it come with? That's L-I-N-U-X. I'm using it right here at USA Prepares in our studio at the farmhouse. We've got a number of computers that are running Linux. We have some dual boot systems, and we have some, you know, Windows XP, and we have some Linux systems. And do I want to spend any more money on Microsoft? Absolutely not. Do I want to buy any more Microsoft Office? Absolutely not. Is there an alternative that's free? Yes. And it's called LibreOffice. It used to be called OpenOffice. And it's absolutely free. It does everything, I believe, that you would want that Microsoft Office can do. For
except
free.
That it doesn't have all the back doors that Microsoft does, so that your spyware software is able to function more properly, rather than it also having to update for the new back doors created each time Microsoft does an update. Microsoft does updates to pour holes in your system. That's a fact.
And when you update, you know, Microsoft, it will do it for you automatically, or you can opt out of that and say, no, I want to know before you update. Or you can tell it, just tell me if there's an update. But that's not what they want you to do. They want you to just keep updating. And my experience is that the more you update your computer, the slower it runs. And years ago, I believed, and I still do, of course, I cannot prove this, that Microsoft was in bed with, like, an Intel. So what would happen is you'd get a newer version of your operating system from Microsoft. And then you go, gosh, this computer's really slowed down. I wonder what's going on. And then you'd get a faster processor, more memory, or a new motherboard, or a new computer. And it was like buying computers every 18 months. And that's why I was frosted with Microsoft as a computer consultant, because I thought, wow, $89 for a copy of Windows, and then $89 for a copy of Microsoft Office every 18 months for every computer. It was nuts. Absolutely nuts. And I thought, you know, I guess I was confused that money wasn't free, right? Well, evidently, school systems just keep raising taxes so they can spend more on all kinds of stupid things that they don't need to spend money on, like Microsoft products. They don't need to do it. They could switch to Linux. They could switch to Linux right now. But will they? No. Nope. Because Apple and Microsoft have both, in my opinion, conned the school districts to thinking that they absolutely positively have to have only those two products, and most of it being Microsoft. We'll be right back.
Fresh Liquid Whey was so valuable to the improvement of health that in the 1800s, there were 160 spas set up in Germany, Switzerland, and Austria to dispense Fresh Liquid Whey to the sick and aged. The results were restored health and a return of youth. Fresh Liquid Whey supplies the most easily digested of all proteins and ranks higher in protein value than the egg. Unfortunately, the current methods of processing whey causes proteins to twist, fold, and become denatured. This makes them non-functional in the body. Like a lock and key, proteins do not work in the body unless they retain the shape that nature gave them. We at Synergistic Nutrition believe that our technological enhancements restore the protein structures of our whey to the shapes that nature originally gave them. The results that One World Whey has generated for so many over several years now testifies that One World Whey is producing very positive results. For a limited time, one or more of the flavors or sizes of One World Whey are on sale. Call 888-988-3325 or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworldwhey.com.
Hello?
Congratulations.
For what?
For losing all that weight. How'd you do it so fast?
ASAP.
ASAP what? What's that mean?
Are you ready to get as skinny as possible, as soon as possible, as simple as possible, and as sexy as possible?
I'm listening.
Then get with the ASAP program. It's real and it works. No smooth talk, no slick advertising, and no exaggerated claims of success.
I've got to know more.
Welcome to ASAP, as slim as possible. Whether you have 10, 20, or 50 pounds to lose, ASAP is your weight loss answer. ASAP. ASAP targets the abnormal fat reserves and makes them available to be burned as fuel and contains no caffeine or hormones. Order ASAP at wholesale prices or join the team to share the business with others. Visit GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Lose weight and look great with ASAP, as slim as possible.
Do you feel like many of us? All the distractions in the world taking our minds and focus off what really needs to get done day to day? Well, Jeunesse has a dietary supplement called Mind to help with mental distraction, and it supports memory function. Go to GCNLife.com now to check it out. You're only at your best when your mind is at its best. Go to GCNLife.com or call toll-free 844-443-6637. That's GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
By now you know that wireless technology like cell phones do in fact pose dangers to the health and privacy of everyone. Lockit Pocket's wide range of products are unmatched in providing the protection you deserve. No scare tactics, just common sense. BlockItPocket.com offers quality American-made options to alleviate and eliminate these invisible dangers. Learn more at BlockItPocket.com or call 888-315-9618. BlockItPocket.com, enhancing health and privacy.
Pencils, paper, notebooks, iPads. Class is now in session. USAPrepares.com. Educational radio. Set your memory to high power. Your USAPrepares.com instructor, Vincent Finelli, at the controls.
Dr. Richard Allen Miller's with us. And if you want, plus, if you want to do what I have done, and keep another, like a spare DVD player to protect your investment in those DVDs that you may already have. What I've done is I've got it in the original box. It's the equipment is wrapped in plastic. There's a moisture absorber in there, and I keep it at a constant temperature. In the original cardboard box, away from the sun, away from heat and air conditioning vents. Do you have any thoughts for, additional thoughts, Rick, for keeping electronic equipment for a longer period of time?
Yeah, let's try to figure a way to get on without it. Because at some point shortly, it's not going to be useful anyway. Grid down situation. I have something I wanted to share with you. I just looked at my last night's paper. I haven't had time to look at it. This is the Daily Courier in Grants Pass. And the main primary headline, and it's big black letters, thanks to a low vaccination rate, comma, measles outbreak, a possibility here. And they're showing some guy, some kid with a mustache getting a shot in his arm. And I don't care at all for my newspaper, and I support it, but I've been here 37 years, and this rag is so bad in terms of trying to fear in the way they report something. I've watched how the biasness of media reporting is going on. Like this kid that got confronted with an Indian banging a drum. Have you seen all of that fallout on terms of the way they interviewed him on television and other things and how they tried to spin it this way and that way? I frankly had enough of the Democratic Party and the Republican Party. And, you know, whether or not there's tribunals and Obama is going to Gitmo or whatever, I have no idea, but I've had enough of media reporting. And frankly, people listening to me, I'm hoping we start a movement that there's enough nonsense going on misreporting for a purpose. You know, they have intent. They're trying to get us to do something by causing fear. And I've had enough of it. I miss Charles Kuralt. I miss having a news reporter that I look forward to seeing what he had to say because I trusted him. I have no trust for anybody anymore.
I agree. So the question, class, is who is John Galt? Who is John Galt? G-A-L-T. And I'm probably going to keep asking that question for about a week. Who is John Galt? Maybe I ought to answer that question right now. Okay, I will. So there was a gal by the name of Elisa Rosenbaum, R-O-S-E-N-B-A-U-M. She was born in 1905, died in 1982. You don't know her by that name. You know her as Ayn Rand, A-Y-N-R-A-N-D. And she's best known, I believe, for one of the books she wrote called Atlas Shrugged in 1957. And there's this character in her writings known as John Galt. Who is John Galt? That question keeps popping up. And if you want to do it the easy way, the book is like 1,100 pages. But if you want to cut to the quick, you can either rent or watch the video, Atlas Shrugged. And I bought three of them. There's a series of three. Why? It was recommended by Joey in Michigan. And the question kept coming up, who is John Galt? And John Galt was this young man who came up with an engine design that would run on static electricity. That's everywhere. Pretty cool concept, right? And the company, well, I'll tell you a little bit more about it when we come back. But you're going to find out when we discuss this that this is kind of the way things are right now and why we're falling apart in the United States. We'll be right back.
Know someone with a drinking or drug problem? Learn how to get sober after we share these stories.
I was 35 with two beautiful children when my life and addiction started to spiral out of control. After my divorce, I went into a depression cycle and started drinking more often and using prescription drugs. After my second DWI and arrest, my ex-husband threatened to take our children away from me.
I was 17 when I became addicted to heroin and meth. I thought I could quit on my own, but I couldn't. It hit me when I was arrested.
Get sober now. Your private insurance may cover costs, and we'll get you here. It's simple. Just call Elite Rehab Placement right now. Please, don't wait. Your life matters to us.
800-213-9264. 800-213-9264. 800-213-9264. Call right now before it's too late. 800-213-9264.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
A verbal back and forth continues after a controversial incident caught on video last Friday near the March for Life in Washington. After the student seen standing face to face with a Native American elder as he drums, claims yesterday he wasn't smirking in Nathan Phillips' face. Phillips says today of Nicholas Sandman's TV appearance yesterday.
Coached and written up for him, insincerity, lack of responsibility. Those are the words I came up with.
Phillips and Sandman appearing a day apart on NBC's Today Show. Yesterday, Sandman claimed there that he has total respect for Phillips. Begrudgingly, President Trump says he will respect House Speaker Nancy Pelosi's cancellation of next week's State of the Union address and will deliver his address in the House chambers once the government shutdown is over. And this is USA Radio News.
There's no question you need omega-3s. But which form should you take? Fish oil or krill oil? Scientists have debated this for years. Luckily, there's a new solution to satisfy everyone. It's called Krill Omega 50 Plus. It combines ultra-pure fish oil and joint-soothing krill oil together in just one tiny pill. It's so powerful, it can promote the health of your heart and your arteries. And if that wasn't enough, it can also boost your joint comfort in just days. We're so sure Krill Omega 50 Plus will work for you. We'll even send you a free bottle to put to the test. The debate is over. It's not fish oil or krill oil. It's both. And now it's free. Just pay $4.95 for shipping and claim your free bottle. Call now. 1-800-399-6392. 1-800-399-6392. That's 1-800-399-6392.
Normal blood pressure, naturally. How would that make you feel?
I'm Don from New Mexico. January of 2000, I had a heart attack. Then my real health began going downhill. I had high blood pressure, diabetes, poor vision. I wasn't sleeping well. I was a mess.
Don reports dramatic improvements with Heart and Body Extract.
I started taking Heart and Body Extract from within a few days. I started sleeping better. My blood pressure normalized. My diabetes normalized. My sleep improved.
Experience these benefits and more when your body heals itself with the assistance of Heart and Body Extract. Order at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305. That's hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305.
And folks, I did not expect this at all. By the 7th, 8th, and 9th day, I saw dramatic improvements from taking Heart and Body Extract.
Heart and Body Extract comes with a 100% ironclad money-back guarantee. Details at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract.
Pain in my neck, back, and shoulders has really gotten worse.
Relief for body pain is here with Sunny Bay Heating Pads.
Well, the last thing I want is to take another pill, so what's so good about Sunny Bay Heating Pads?
Sunny Bay Heating Pads, made by Biomed DB Design right here in the USA, come in all sizes. Our extra-large microwavable heating pad for back pain is designed to be large enough to cover your entire back. It's also perfect to wrap around your legs, knees, or shoulder and neck.
But I need to know they're good quality.
Of course. Sunny Bay heating pads and pillows are often an Amazon choice, and it's easy and most affordable when you purchase your Sunny Bay heating pads right from our website, sunshinepillows.com, or call us 253-678-1361.
Hey, a Sunny Bay heating pad
would make a great gift, right?
Yes, and they start at just $19.99, and free shipping is available. So call 253-678-1361 or shop for your Sunny Bay heating pad at sunshinepillows.com.
Watch it. It's gonna be sliding.
What are today's hot?
Watch it. Oh
God, you're
take my. When you go to the for 2 seconds.
Class is back in session. Turn up the volume. USAPrepares.com with the original survival economist, Vincent Fennelli.
So the question that is asked over and over in Ayn Rand's writings is, who is John Galt? And in the novel Atlas Shrugged, that question is asked many times by different people. And as you learn more about her, you find out that John Galt is the son of a garage mechanic. you know, an automobile type mechanic. And this guy's pretty bright. He left home at 12. He began college at a fictional university known as Patrick Henry University. Interestingly enough, I taught computer science at Randolph Henry. Randolph Henry is John Randolph and Patrick Henry. And so there he meets two of his closest friends, and he takes a double major in physics and philosophy, graduating, became an engineer for a fictional company called the 20th Century Motor Company, where he designed a revolutionary motor powered by ambient static electricity. But the owner of the company died, and his heirs decided to run the factory by the collectivist maxim. And that maxim is, from each according to his ability, and to each according to his need. So what that really means is, if you're really good at what you do, you just keep doing that and work really hard. And for those who need more, well, they get more. So what happens in that environment is you have people who are working hard, and you go, and they say, are you kidding me? I'm working myself to death, and there are a bunch of loafers over there who aren't doing anything, and they're getting more because they need more than I, who am working myself to death. And, of course, that maxim doesn't work. Right? So John Galt refused to continue working on this static motor that derives its energy from the air. Okay. And he's had it. He's had it with this philosophy of, you know, if you need more, you get more. If you're able to work harder, then you work harder, which is the opposite of what we think. And he decides that he's going to secretly organize a strike and get the world's most creative people, inventors and businessmen and artists and people like that, to just strike, not feed the beast, not feed this bureaucratic morass. And so he's known as John Galt, and going Galt is like that. And so the question that's asked, who is John Galt? Who is John Galt? You can look at it several ways, and let me show you what I mean. So who is John Galt? Let me say it a different way. So who is John Galt? Now, if you think about what I just said, you can take one of those as, which one of you is John Galt? Another way of looking at that is, are any of you John Galt? Or how many of you think like John Galt? And I came up to the conclusion that I'm John Galt. And so are so many of the rest of us here at USA Prepares. We are John Galt. We are secretly striking against the machine, this stupid morass that we find ourselves surrounded by. Exactly what Rick talked about with Nancy Pelosi in the past, and the government shutdown, and how it's me first, and the heck with the rest of everybody else. It seems to me that we are seeing the strangest, weirdest, most bizarre behavior of individuals I've ever heard of in my entire 67-year life.
Well, yeah, Vincent, one thing that we must all realize is that our U.S. government got hijacked three presidents back.
Yes.
And when I say that, we got world-class criminals to run the presidency of the United States. And the president of the United States should be our most scholarly, most articulate, and most morally correct individual. And what's happened is that we now have people with complete disregard to the individual in their goals to get their achievement of, I hate Trump, I'm going to somehow impeach him no matter what, and I don't care who gets hurt, I'm going to Afghanistan in an aircraft. Look, the whole thing is fake. And it's, I don't know what's really going on behind the scenes, but that new series, Designated Survivor, you know, has it resonated with what's really going on. The vice president has got an agenda. The Speaker of the House has an agenda. And there's no respect. There's no rules of engagement in terms of civility. And now the media is blatantly out of control, and the Democrats are advocating violence. What is going on around me? And the problem is, it's on a local level. The system is broken. Like medicine, it's a broken system. Medicine is no longer there to keep you well. It's there to put you on script so you're medicated. How many people in the United States statistically are on some kind of medicine they can no longer stop taking? That sounded to me like addiction. That's a definition. You can't get by without it. Heart medicine, blood thinner, whatever. I remember that you and I are different kinds of health. And what is healthy for me may not be healthy for you. And yet, medicine would say today, one size fits all. If my heart rate isn't at 130, I've got to be on a blood medication, heart medicine.
For and fear if you go, of a heart attack. If you go to the VA, they will test you to make sure that you are on your medicine.
That's right. And the whole thing is supposed to be saving money, not spending it. By putting you on medication, it's cheaper for us. Now, how's that work? Well, that's because Clinton was dealing cocaine during his war against drugs. Bill Clinton, I've got to have, and what his wife did in Benghazi, now they are absolutely, just last week, the Clinton Foundation was proven to be doing money laundering in The Hague. The Hague proved it. Now, what does that say about our presidency and the Democratic Party and the Republican Party and the trying to get Trump impeached? I am not very impressed with Trump. I think he's a buffoon. He's not very articulate, and he's a clown acting type of person. But with all of that said, he's at least a nationalist. He doesn't want to give our country away. Watch what they're going to do in the next year in California, giving that piece of real estate to China. And I said it here, and mark my words.
Speaking of marking your words, Mark in Illinois, welcome. You're on with Doc Ram.
Hey, good morning. I wanted to mention a book here. I'll be real quick. It's by Burke McCarty, and it's spelled, McCarty is McCarty. It was written in 1924, and it talks about, and I know you said you went to a Jesuit high school, but I don't know if you're familiar with the Jesuits, how evil of a system that is, but in this book, it explains the assassination of five presidents in 59 years was done by the Jesuit priesthood. And And to go back to Abraham Lincoln, he was assassinated by the Jesuits too. And so he represented a priest, a Catholic priest here in Illinois. It was his first case, and he won it. And after he won it, got that Catholic priest, these bogus charges that they brought against him, he got that priest off, and the priest said, you know, Mr. Lincoln, I need to warn you that these people that, you know, the Jesuits, they're going to try to kill you, because now that you got me free, they're going to come after you. And that's what he warned him. So Lincoln always had this in his archives. And if you look at the presidents that were assassinated by the Jesuit priesthood, they were Henry Harrison, President Zachary Taylor, James A. Garfield, and William McKinley, plus Abraham Lincoln. And we got five presidents assassinated by the Jesuit priesthood in 59 years. And I just suggest you get this little book. It's about 200 and some pages. Very detailed book. It goes into very detailed facts, gives you all the footnotes and everything. You can look at research all this stuff. But you can see that the Jesuit priesthood was responsible for five of our presidents being assassinated.
Well, when you say five presidents, the ones that I know of are Abraham Lincoln, James Garfield, William McKinley, and JFK, John F. Kennedy.
Well, it goes back to Henry Harrison and Zachary Taylor and Garfield and McKinley. And then you can look up Lincoln in it as well. But, yeah, it's a really good little book. I just suggest that people get it.
Hey, thank you so much for calling in. That's Mark in Illinois. Rick and I will be right back.
Hi, my name is Annette, and due to menopause symptoms for nearly 2 years, I suffered severe hot flashes, which prevented me from sleeping all night. It was so hard to work because I continued all day to have the hot flashes from hell. I was exhausted and depleted. After only 3 weeks on One World Way, I have no hot flashes, and I'm sleeping normally again. I feel energized and strong. This is an amazing product.
The new frontier in human nutrition will be the exploration of how foods and herbs epigenetically affect our cells. Epigenetics is the study of how the DNA of the cell can be signaled to function in a whole new manner. It is already known that certain herbs change cells for the better via the epigenetic signaling system. This means that with proper signaling, you can feel younger, stronger, and even live much longer. The quality of the whey used in One World Whey is of a caliber that we believe is positively affecting the cells of your body via that epigenetic signaling system. Call 888-988-3325 or visit oneworldwhey.com. That's oneworld, W-H-E-Y.com.
The United States of Empire is a book that claims the United States is the empire of the world. George Washington had warned us against foreign wars. The United States of Empire shows that World Wars I and II left England broken. Its former colony, the U.S., had to save the empire. Was there ever a vote? Who do we fight for? The deep state began with World War I. The United States of Empire by James Dunn. Available at Amazon Books.
A doctor's office visit for erectile dysfunction on my smartphone? That's crazy.
No, that's the best EDpill.com. ED can affect 40% of men by age 40. Now there's a 95% less expensive option than Viagra. After a live confidential video consult with a fully licensed doctor, we ship medicines fast, free, and direct in discreet packaging. Read thousands of five-star reviews. Click the best EDpill.com. That's T-H-E bestEDpill.com. The online doctor's office.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote.
Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-301-5435. That's 800-301-5435. 800-301-5435.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
How healthy are your arteries? Deteriorating circulation has a number of early warning signs. High cholesterol, high blood pressure, fingers and or toes often go cold, arms and or legs often go to sleep, sharp diagonal crease in the earlobe, short walks cause cramping or pains in legs, memory is not as good as it used to be, ankles swell late in the day, chest pain after physical exercise or emotional stress. If you experience even one of these symptoms, your circulatory system is crying out for attention. Extendivite is a natural solution to help improve your overall health. Extendivite is not your average heart tonic. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com or find us on Amazon.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
No whining. Only expert guests and seasoned opinions. Instruction that matters. At the controls, Vincent Finelli.
Dr. Richard Allen Miller is with us. Rick, before we go into tinctures and frequencies that can be deployed to harm us, I just wanted to continue a little bit on something that you said. And the article is counterpunch.org, September 2015. Arkansas bloodsuckers, the Clintons, prisoners in the blood trade. The article goes on to say, the year Bill Clinton became governor of Arkansas, that state's prison board awarded a fat contract to a Little Rock company called Health Management Associates, or HMA. The company was paid $3 million a year to run medical services for the state's prison system, which had been blasted in a ruling by the U.S. Supreme Court as an evil place run by some evil men. HMA not only made money from providing medical care to prisoners, but it also started a profitable side venture, blood mining. The company paid prisoners $7 a pint for their blood. HMA then sold the blood on the international plasma market for $50 a pint, splitting the proceeds 50-50 with the Arkansas Department of Corrections. Since Arkansas is one of the few states that does not pay prisoners for their labor, inmates were frequent donors at the so-called blood clinic. Hundreds of prisoners sold as much as 2 pints a week to HMA. The blood was then sold to pharmaceutical companies such as Bayer, Baxter International, blood banks such as the Red Cross, and the so-called blood fractionizers who transform the blood into medicines for hemophiliacs. HMA's contract with the Arkansas Department of Corrections and its entry into the blood market coincided with the rise of AIDS in the United States. Regardless, HMA did not screen the torrents of prison blood even after the FDA issued special alerts about the higher incidence of AIDS and hepatitis in prison populations. When American drug companies and blood fractionizers, stopped buying blood taken from prisoners in the early 1980s. HMA turned to the international blood market, selling to companies in Italy, France, Spain, and Japan. But the prime buyer of HMA's tainted blood, largely drawn from the Cummings unit, prisoners in Grady, Arkansas, was a notorious Canadian firm called Continental Pharma Cryosin Limited. Cryosin had a shady reputation in the medical industry, had been nabbed importing blood taken from Russian cadavers and relabeling it as if it were from Swedish volunteers. The company also marketed blood taken from Haitian slums. Goes on and on and on to say about more than in Canada alone, more than 7,000 people have died from contaminated blood transfusions, many of them hemophiliacs. More than 4,000 of them died from AIDS. Another 40,000 people in Canada had contracted various forms of hepatitis, all from this blood during the Clinton regime in Arkansas. The Clinton Crime Syndicate has forever tainted Arkansas. And if you've been to Arkansas, it's absolutely beautiful. It's breathtaking, the natural beauty of what I've seen in Arkansas. Spectacular. And it's forever been tainted by the Clintons. And how anyone can support them, donate to them, be associated with them, is beyond me. It's beyond me. Rick?
I'm not even going to go there in terms of now they're mining children's blood for older people that were trying to get younger. It's a type of vampirism that is literal.
Yeah,
then
I guess.
When you add a special drug in the blood called adrenocortisone, now you have true narcotics.
Rick, can we come back? Can we talk about making tinctures of wormwood? And can we talk about the frequency, specifically 1/10th cycle per second, up to around 15 cycles per second? The new term is hertz. I like the term cycles per second because it's very clear what that means. Cycles per second. And how it can be used against us, to excite us, to induce us to buy things through commercials, through videos, through Netflix, through television, through...
Biochemistry determines your mood, memory, energy, and endurance. Your body's primary metabolic function is to make protein. One World Whey is a unique, non-denatured protein. This enables your body to have virtually 100% utilization, whereas typical whey protein powders offer no more than 18% utilization of protein. One World Whey also delivers life-giving frequencies to your cells. The net result for so many people is improved energy, mood, and elimination of pain from inflammation.
This technologically enhanced One World Whey has been really amazing for me. I'm 36 years old. And for the past several years, I've been struggling with lack of energy, drive, and stamina. And after just 2 weeks on this product, I'm feeling so much more energy. My yoga practice has deepened, and as a massage therapist, I'm able to see more clients than I've been able to in years. I've never felt results that quick with anything I've ever taken.
Call 888-988-3325 or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworld, W-H-E-Y.com.
Bacon lovers, we ship free. Try our amazing bacon. No refrigeration required. Proprietary value-added packaging provides 10-year shelf life and protects the leanest, thickest, center-cut, fully cooked bacon in America today. Ready to eat right from the pouch or warm and serve. Savory and delicious. Wholesale price for your everyday use. Order today at ReadyToEatBacon.com. ReadyToEatBacon.com.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug-out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.